the news stories that emerged from the tragic fires in Eretz Yisrael last week, I'll read to you from one of the websites. Having suffered through the trauma of towering infernos that consumed their homes and possessions, families who lost everything in the recent fires around the country faced more bad news from rabbinic quarters. In the wake of the conflagrations, the municipal chief rabbi of Zichron Yaakov, who's also in charge of marriage licenses in Haifa, issued a statement saying that a man and wife whose marriage contract was burnt in the fires could not live under the same roof until a new contract had been drawn up. Meaning, people lost their ksubas in the fires, and when you lose your ksuba, the halacha is you're not supposed to stay together without a ksuba. I remember once, a number of years ago, right after we started our shul in North Woodmere, I was at someone's house for lunch, and I'm looking at their wall, on the ksuba on their wall, and I saw that it was puzzle. So I said, we should probably have a conversation tonight before you go to sleep tonight. Now, why? Because you're not supposed to be without a ksuba. Why are you not supposed to be without a ksuba? Where does that come from? So that it emerges from a Mishnah. There is a Mishnah in Maseches Ksuvos that quotes the opinion of Rav Meir Omer Kala Poches L'Besulim Mimasayim L'Almanim Mimana Harezu Bi'ilaznus. If someone gives a Besula less than 200 zuz, an almana less than 100, the bia is a bi'ilas znus. The Gemara then goes ahead on daf nun vav and beis at the bottom and tells a story. Achte derami bar chama avas nesiva l'Rav Avya. The sister of Rami bar chama was married to Rav Avya. Irkas ksubasa, she lost her ksuba. Asul kamed Rav Yosef, they went, they asked the shaila to Rav Yosef. Ambalahu. Hachiyam Rav Yudam Shmuel Zudivre Meir. Yeah, Rav Meir holds that's a problem. Aval Chachamim Omrim Masha Adam Isishto Shtayim V'Shalosh Shanim Below Ksuba. The Chachamim say it's no problem. You can be together 2-3 years without a ksuba. Amale Abayiv Am Rav Nachman Am Shmuel Alach Rav Meir B'Gzerosav. But don't we passing like Rav Meir in his Gzeros, and this is one of his Gzeros that you're not allowed to be with your wife without a ksuba? He says, I didn't think of that. Okay, so go write a ksuba for her. So at the end of the day, we pass in the Rav Meir that one is not allowed to be with his wife without a ksuba. So what happens? You have people who lost their entire homes, everything they have in a fire. Now you tell them they're not allowed to be under the same roof. They're not allowed to stay in the same place when losing everything. So it happens to be that both chief rabbis of the state of Israel came out with a joint psak, both Rav Yitzchak Yosef and Rav David Lau, saying that it is mutter for them to stay together without their ksuba, but they should try to get a new ksuba as soon as is reasonably possible. The question is, what's that based on? Where is that kula coming from? Why do they have any leeway based on what we just said, based on everything we just discovered? So I think there are 5 snifim lahakel that one can use in this situation. I'll tell you which one the Rabbanut used, but 5 snifim lahakel. First snif lahakel is that the Ramah himself relies on a Kabbalah's Kinyan b'shas adchak. The fact that you did a Kabbalah's Kinyan to accept the ksuba is a tonight bezdin. The fact that you need an actual document is not really me'ikar adin, it's a din to Rabban. It's a tonight bezdin, it's automatic that you're chayving ksuba anyway. And if there was a Kabbalah's Kinyan where the chasen was mekabel Kinyan, and by the way, this is one of the reasons that you can't believe news stories about halacha, because it was saying how you need a new Kabbalah's Kinyan, and the story writes, a Kabbalah's Kinyan, which in a wedding is the giving of a ring by the groom to the bride. No, that is a Maisa Kiddushin. That is not the Kabbalah's Kinyan. The Kabbalah's Kinyan is when the Chassan picks up the handkerchief and says, I'm a Kabbalah's Kinyan to be Mechayiv myself in the Ksuba. In fact, Rav Salvechik told me just this morning that he had that someone told him that they were at a wedding once with Ramosha and his father, and his father-in-law. Salvechik's father-in-law and Ramesh Feinstein were at a chasana together, and for some reason there was no ksuba there. And Ramesh said, no, b'shas adchak, we rely on Kabbalah's Kinyan alone, so we'll write a ksuba sometime later, tomorrow or whatever. And Salvechik said, his father-in-law said, I think the chasana and kala may be a little disappointed if they leave their wedding without a ksuba. So Ramesh said, you're right. And he took out a piece of paper and from memory wrote a ksuba on the spot. So you see, at least from there, that Rav Moshe, if that story is true, which Rav Salvechik said someone reliable told him that story, that you can rely on that at least for some time. He also thought, he said that his father, Rav Aaron Salvechik, held that, let's say a couple loses, they can't find the ksuba. It's been 3 seconds they discovered that, his wife looked for it where she thought it was, can't find it. So right away, get out of the house! You can't be here! Right away, they can't even look for it. You don't even give them like some time to look. So Rav Aaron thought you could rely on the Kabbalah's kinyan to give them a reasonable amount of time at least to locate it, at least to find it. So that's sniff number one, is that you have a Kabbalah's kinyan to rely on. Sniff number two, and this is what the Rabbanut relied on, is that in Eretz Yisrael, the Rabbanut keeps a copy of every ksuba. They keep a second copy of every ksuba. Now, Rav Zilberstein points out that in the tshuvas, in the end of the Sefer, Nisun Kilchasa, Ksuba Kilchasa rather, on page Shin Zayin, Rav Elyashiv says, Chalila milismoch ala ksuba shniya li'inyan yisr shihia. That one should, God forbid, one should never rely on the fact that there's a copy by the Rabbanut. And Rav Elyashiv said, and think about it, if you're relying on the fact that there's a copy, that means you think that copy is also kosher ksuba. You're not allowed to have two ksubas because you can't have a shtar chov that was only one debt incurred and two shtaros on it, because then you could be gova twice, you could collect twice. So Rav Elyashiv said, absolutely not. In fact, Rav Shturbach and Tshuvas van Hagos, Chelek Aleph Simen Tav Shin Samach, agrees also that one cannot have two ksubas, and one should not rely on the second ksuba of the Rabbanut for anything at all. Rav Shturmbach tells a story of Rabbi Zev Mintzberg Zatzal, who was amongst those who lived in the Ira Atika during in 1948 and was taken captive by the Jordanians, and then he was freed on Erev Shabbos, and he ended up in Katamon on Erev Shabbos, and he had the presence of mind to tell all of the people that were just that were former Toshvei Yerushalayim and were just thrown out, he had the presence of mind to tell everybody, quick, we need to write new ksubas before Shabbos comes in. So that was because they held So Rav Shturmbach holds that the copy is not good enough. In those cases, obviously, they didn't have a copy, but the copy is not good enough. Rav Soloveitchik thought that the point of our Rav Soloveitchik thought that that point of having two ksubas is not such a strong point, because nowadays we're kosvin shover. So even though it's true, there's halacha in choshen mishpat that you're not allowed to have two documents, choshen mishpat simem alef sif alef, where choshen shem yitrov pamayim, unless you write on the second shtar that it's only a hetek, that it's only a copy, you can't have two shtaros. So nevertheless, if you write a shovar anyway, if you write a receipt, so then we don't have to worry about two shtaros, meaning you write a receipt whenever the money was received, so then you wouldn't have to worry about it anyway. Also, Rav Zilberstein, in the most recent Vavei HaAmudim, he already has tshuvas on this topic, from Kislev Tavshinayin Zayin, he writes that both Rabbi Yaakov Bloy and Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach held, and it's in print in a journal, I forgot the name of the journal, is Kovitz Tvunos Ari, where they both write that you can rely on the Rabbanut second ksuba in a Shas Hadchak. So that is Kula number two, the Shas Hadchak. Kula number three, the Rama writes in Simen Samach Vav Sif Gimel that what's the whole reason that you're not allowed to be with your wife without a ksuba? Because we're afraid shalote kala be'inav lo tzia, that the woman shouldn't feel that it will be so easy to just drop her, to just divorce her. So that's why the ksuba, if you have to think, oh my gosh, how much is this going to cost me? It's going to cost me $40,000 or something to write a ksuba. I remember once I was, we don't want divorce to be that easy, so that creates a sense of Jewish marriage where it's not kala be'inav lahotzi. I remember I was once driving with Rav Schachter on Rockaway Turnpike, and there was a big billboard. There have been some pretty terrible billboards, but this one just said, getting divorced? We can do it for $200. And Rav Schachter said, oh, it's so easy to get divorced nowadays. How terrible. Meaning the idea is we believe that it should be difficult to get divorced, that it shouldn't be kala be'inav lahotzi. It shouldn't be you're in a bad mood and you just drop her. So the Rama writes, that whole concern that you need a ksuba in order to avoid kala be'inav lahotzia is only bizmanehem, when you could be megarish nisha bal karcha. But nowadays you can't be megarish nisha bal karcha anyway, because we have a chayim drabenu gershim that you're not allowed to be megarish nisha against your will. So once you have the chayim drabenu gershim, you can't be megarish nisha bal karcha. Mimela, there's there's no concern, and you don't even need the ksuba. Rama says, b'shas avchak, we could be somech on that, even though the minig is, we still write a ksuba. Certainly when you find the couple has been married for years and their ksuba has been puzzled the whole time, that's the first thing you tell them, is that Rama? That don't worry, mikra din, Rama holds, you don't even need a ksuba. It's just l'charchila, we try to be makbet avon. Fourth snif lahakel is, there is a machlokas rishon in the Beis Yosef quotes at the beginning of Siman Samach Vav. What exactly are you not allowed to do when you don't have a ksuba? Is it an isser to be in the same house? Machlokas rishonim, whether it's an isser of bia or an isser of yichud. So it could be that the isser is only an isser bia, in which case, fine, let them have yichud with each other, let them live under the same roof till they get a ksuba, so they won't have bia for a couple of days. Not the end of the world. But to tell them that they can't even have yichud with each other, it's a machlokas rishonim, whether that's an isser. You know, it's because the two lashonos, the lashon of the Mishnah that we said before, was bilaso bilaznus. Yet the lashon, so it sounds like it's a din in the bia, but the lashon of the Gemara is lishos imishto, to be with your wife, to remain with your wife. So, and the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, and Shulchan Aruch passes explicitly in Sif Aleph, that it's asur even lehis yached, even to have yichud. However, the Rama writes, yesh omrim, that it's only an isser bia, Rav Zilberstein points out. And if there's an isser bia, there's memela heter yichud, because we don't say, oh, there's an isser bia, so then we have to be machmer and yichud, because you're not allowed to have yichud with someone that you're not allowed to have bia with, because the giant exception to that rule, generally that's true. Anyone you're not allowed to have bia with, you're not allowed to have yichud with, but your wife, who's aser to you, you're allowed to have yichud with. It happens all the time, when ishto nida, when one's wife is a nida, they're still allowed to have yichud. So if one's wife is aser to them in bia, they would still be permissible to have yichud. A fifth snif lahakel is, Rabbi Marcus told me this morning that Rabbi Bleich Shlita suggests to people that they, if they ever lose their ksuba, they should take out a checkbook and write a check to their wife for the full amount of the ksuba, $30,000-$40,000, whatever it is nowadays, for the full amount of the ksuba, and write in the memo, Hineni Mischayev Bazel L'Ksuba Sishti, that this is what I'm being Mischayev L'Ksuba Sishti, so he has a Shtar Chov B'Ksav Yado, and that you can rely on. I, Rav Bleich said, you're going to ask me, but I don't have the funds in the accounts to back up that check. It's good enough. Shtar Chov B'Ksav Yado, even if you don't have the funds to back it up, that should cover you in the meantime. So he said that was an Eitzah that Rabbi Bleich used to give. So between all these Snifim Lahakel, I would think that there was, and especially considering the trauma of what people went through, that they shouldn't have to think that they can't be in the same house with their wives wherever they managed to find shelter after losing their homes. And that's why the chief rabbinate and many, many other Gedolei Poskim, Rav Zilberstein included, said that they're allowed to be, Rav Zilberstein said they shouldn't have bia, but they're allowed to be in together with their wives. It seems from the chief rabbinate's psak that they could even have bia because they were relying on the copy of the ksuba. But at the very least, not to aser in his yichud, but apparently, according to the news stories, Rav Sturmbach was machmir on this issue. Okay.